You're listening to SBS News.
A Russia-appointed official has expressed happiness following the results of the Kremlin-orchestrated referendums in two of the four occupied areas of Ukraine, which suggested the regions had voted to join Russia. According to election officials in Zaporizhia, 93.11% of the ballots cast in the vote were in support of the annexation, while in Kherson, 87.05% was the result. In Zaporizhia, the chairperson of the Election Commission, Albina Belenkaya, told the Russian state broadcaster that people were delighted at the result.
People waited with tears and happiness for this moment when Russia will take us to her.
But speaking via video link to the United Nations Security Council in New York, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky was less than impressed.
In front of the eyes of the whole world, Russia is conducting this so-called sham referendum on the occupied territory of Ukraine. People are forced to fill out some papers while being threatened by submachine guns, all for a nice TV cover. These alleged results of the sham referenda have been prepared well in advance, just as this compulsory issue of passports for the population of the occupied territories. Now, what's the reason for that? And the answer is in the next point, the fifth one. The annexation of the captured territories. This is the most brutal violation of the UN Charter. This is an attempt to steal the territory of another state. This is an attempt to erase the norms of international law. This is a very cynical attempt to force the male population in the occupied territory of Ukraine to mobilize into the Russian army in order to send them to fight against their own homeland.
He repeated his call for new tough sanctions against Russia.
There is only one way to stop this all. First, it's a complete isolation of Russia in response to everything it does. A state cannot remain a permanent member to the UN Security Council with the right of veto. If such a state is waging a genocidal policy right now, skipping the world one step away from a radiation disaster, and at the same time it keep on threatening with nuclear strikes, Russia should be excluded from all international organizations. If such an exclusion is procedurally complicated, then its participation should be suspended.
The referendums have been widely condemned by world leaders. French Foreign Minister Catherine Colonna has been visiting Kiev and told her hosts that France was determined to support Ukraine and its sovereignty and territorial integrity.
La France a fait son choix, c'est celui d'un refus.
France has made its choice. It is that of a refusal to return to imperialism and the colonies, the refusal of a world or a head of state that can decide alone to violate the fundamental principles of the Charter of the United Nations, to violate the most elementary rules of international law and humanitarian law, and to wage a useless, illegal, unjust war, to threaten the very foundations of the international order based on rules. And that is why this concerns all of us.
Speaking at the same media conference, Ukraine's Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba called for Europe to take a very strong position against Russia following the referendums.
We will see how seriously the European Union takes the problem of so-called referendums. It will not be enough to introduce only personal restrictions to those participating in the organization or holding these referendums. It will not be enough to be limited to small and economic measures. An extremely serious and effective reaction is needed regarding specific things that will affect the economy of Russia. The softer the reaction to the so-called referendums, the greater will be Russia's motivation to escalate further and annex further territories.
Meanwhile, Russians continue to flee their country after President Vladimir Putin announced a partial mobilization of reservists to fight in Ukraine. Kazakhstan and Georgia, both part of the former Soviet Union, appear to be the most popular destinations for those crossing by car, bicycle or on foot. About 98,000 Russians have crossed into Kazakhstan in the last week. One of them, Kirill, says it's a difficult situation.
I'm from Moscow. At first, I came to Saratov. I literally bought the last ticket, and there are many taxis from there. They charge exorbitant rates. Somebody was even demanding $350 just to reach the traffic jam at the border. And from there, you have to make it by foot to the border checkpoint, about 10 kilometers away. I stood there for about 5 hours before I caught a ride. you must find a taxi or just a car to cross the border because it is forbidden to cross on foot.
The head of the Russian Orthodox Church has said that Russian soldiers who die on military duty in the war against Ukraine will be cleansed of all their sins. Patriarch Kirill is a key ally of Russian President Vladimir Putin.
The Church is aware that if someone, driven by a sense of duty, the need to fulfill an oath, remains true to his calling and dies in the line of military duty, then he undoubtedly commits an act that is tantamount to a sacrifice. He sacrifices himself for others. And therefore we believe that this sacrifice washes away all the sins that a person has committed.
Alan Lee, SBS News.